Amen and amen. Welcome to the house of the Lord, O ye saints. Amen and amen. Just want us to just take our 2025 prophetic confession before we sit down. And it will be on the overhead and it should be showing on your screen. This is a powerful confession. Just give God praise for everything. This is the month of June. Hallelujah. Amen. So once you're ready, let's go. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. God's shalom is mine. All is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. When I lie down, I have peace. When I rise up, I have peace. When I go out, I have peace. When I come in, I have peace. I dwell in a stronghold of security and prosperity. Every evil beast is displaced out of my dwelling places. I am not troubled, agitated, disturbed, intimidated, or unsettled. God's shalom is mine, and all is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my jubilee, and I will thrive in 2025. All debts are canceled, and all lack is erased. My destiny will not be aborted. My fruits will not be miscarried. My potential will not be buried. My glory will not be stolen. This is my season of bountiful harvests, exponential promotions, unprecedented growth, and accelerated progress. I am full of the spirit of wisdom. I am in the right place at the right time with the right plans and the right pursuits. I am separated and elevated. I am lifted by the favor of God and carried by his grace. I am led. I am ahead. I am blessed. I am the head. I have rest on every side, and I reap the rewards of faithfulness. Faithful is he who began this work in me, and he will also finish it in grand style. I have the mind of Christ. I think the thoughts of God. I walk in God's due order, and this is my due season. I am anointed with fresh oil and replenished with the dew of heaven. There is no lack and no stress, no dryness and no tiredness, no weakness and no sickness. The Ruach of God is breathing on my mind. The same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead quickens my body and my bones. I am sharp as a tack, and my memory is blessed and renewed. I will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills break out with singing before me, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This is my season of uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts. By my hands, kingdoms are subdued, mountains are removed, promises are produced, and the enemies are confused. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am valiant in battle, and I overcome by his mantle. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Who are you, O great mountain? And where are you, O great giant? I have the spirit of might. I am a vessel and a pillar of valor. There is nothing I cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo me. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Finally, after all the uprisings of the adversary, the victory is won and the miracle is born. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers, and under his wings will I trust. I tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon I am treading under my feet. With long life he satisfies me, and he is showing me his salvation. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Then shall the lame person leap as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb will sing. The eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Waters will break out in the wilderness, and streams will flow in the desert. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. And so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Praise the Lord. It's a powerful confession. It is laced with God's goodness. His promises are yes and amen. And God is our all-time God. He's everything, and he's always on time, and he's here right now. God is so good to us. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Praise God. Just an honor to be in your presence today, in the presence of the Lord together. It's an honor and a privilege that God has given me to just minister his word to his people. And I thank God for that. And also a very special appreciation to our senior pastor for this opportunity. It's a privilege that I do not take lightly, and I thank God for that. And just want to say a big thank you to our senior pastor and Pastor Tinu. I'm not sure if they're watching online right now, but and their entire family on Christine's residency graduation. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's amazing to see her start and finish in grand style. It is the Lord's doing, marvelous in our eyes, and it's amazing when you know it's God all through the way. And whenever I think of that, can't even call her a young adult. She's a woman now. We praise God because I remember when she was little, but now she's just soaring to new heights. And I know whenever I think of her, it's just the goodness of God, as her name is. And we just thank God for the favor, and we pray that God will continue to walk with her and take her to higher heights in him and in the world, in all that she wants to do in the mighty name of Jesus. She will be a conqueror in the mighty name of Jesus, we've prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And we also have a special guest in the house today. Very special guest in the house today, and that's Deaconess Maria. Just want to celebrate you. Happy birthday, Deaconess Maria. We thank God for your life. If you don't mind standing up, we're just going to lift up our hands and we just stretch forth our hands as we pray for her today. Heavenly Father, we just cover your handmaiden, your daughter, with the blood of Jesus. And we say thank you, Lord, for this season of her life. Thank you, Lord, because she's going places, oh God. Father, thank you, Lord, because this is your season to showcase her, showcase your glory through her to the world. Father God, we say thank you, Lord, because she lacks for no good thing. Father, thank you, Lord, because you will visit her. She will experience you in this season and beyond like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. Happy birthday, Deaconess Maria. We call you blessed and highly favored. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. He is so good. It's not cliche. It's not just something we say. God is good. We've seen his faithfulness. We've seen his hand move so many times. He's a faithful God. And today I'm going to be speaking on the topic, our supernatural advantage. Our supernatural advantage. God is our supernatural advantage. The Holy Spirit is our most significant supernatural advantage. The Holy Spirit alive in you. Let's never forget that. It's like Christianity 101. We hear the Holy Spirit, and sometimes we take the Holy Spirit for granted. But the Holy Spirit is alive deep within you. He's a resident inside of you. When you give your life to Christ, God blesses you with the gift of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is our supernatural advantage. Let's go to the book of John 14 and verse 16. Now reading in the Amplified Classic Version. John 14, verse 16. And the Word of God says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever." Amen. Amen. And Romans 8:11 from the NLT version. "The Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you." The Holy Spirit is the resurrection power of God that lives within every believer. That is you and I. The resurrection power of God that lives within you. He is active now. He's not dormant. He's active now. He's guaranteeing you victory now. He's guaranteeing you your advantage now. He's guaranteeing you your favor right this moment, not just in the future. So just as Christians, as children of God, let's not limit the resurrection power of God to just Easter season. You know, we're like, okay, we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Very, very important, but that's not the only time. This should be a daily realization for every single one of us, that the same power that raised up Jesus from the dead is alive in you, working for your good. Amen. Amen. And it really hit me this Easter season, because you know, seeing resurrection power, the song, "Same power that raised Jesus Christ." But this time when I heard it this Easter, it hit. And, you know, I always say this, when you wake up, it's your morning. Now, you hear that, but this time, it was more of a realization, because every single time you hear the Word of God, and that's why we don't get familiar with the Word of God. Every time you hear the Word of God, you have to be open. You have to humble yourself so that you can receive. Some of these scriptures you've heard before, but they're coming to you again for a reason. It's not just because I want to speak. If you know me well, no, let's not go there. But praise God. You hear the Word of God every time. Open your minds. Harden not your hearts. That's why I love that series our senior pastor's been doing. Renovate your mind. Elevate your life. And every single time you hear the word renovate, elevate. But this is a daily, continuous thing. We're in the business of renovating our minds every single day, whether you've heard the scripture before or not. Open your minds to receive. Amen. So the same power that rose our Lord Jesus Christ from the grave, the Holy Spirit is alive. It is active and well in you right this moment. So as children of God, we must never settle for less. Never take anything that is beneath that which the Lord has ordained and prepared for you. God says that he will settle us. Doesn't tell us to settle. He says he will settle us. 1 Peter 5:10 says, "But the God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen, and settle you." That is the word of God. God has promised to settle you. That's why I love our 2025 confession. It is amazing. Every single year there's a new confession. And it piles up. So sometimes you go find confessions from previous years. Go look at them. There's a promise for you. Because every line in our confession is a promise from God. Something that you cannot do by yourself. You cannot bring it to pass by yourself. God's shalom. That is the Lord's doing. You can't bring it to pass by yourself. You need God to make that happen through the power of the Holy Spirit and you partnering with him to bring it to pass in your life. So without God's awesome power at work in your life through the Holy Spirit, and then you add your obedience to that, which is very, very important. That's how you see God move on your behalf. That's why you see breakthroughs and breakouts. That's why you see supernatural outcomes. That's how you experience the fourth man at work in your life. That's how you experience everything that the Lord has promised you. Amen. Amen. Bible says in Romans 8:14, says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And I found a very, very interesting version. It's the NCV version, and I'm not sure if we have that. It's the New Century version. The Word of God says, the true children of God are those who let God's Spirit lead them. Those who let God's Spirit lead them. So that implies that you have a choice. You have to let yourself be led by the Spirit of God. You know, Spirit leads within you. He's active. He's well. He's waiting for activation through your obedience, through the choice that you make every single day. That's why we don't settle. That's why we can't settle. We have to choose to be led by the Spirit of God. That's why Dickness Maria was reading this morning. He said, choose today. Choose life. Choose who you would follow. But as for me and my house, we choose to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we choose to praise the Lord. As for me and my house, we choose to honor the Lord. Amen. And in this world, oh my God, so many different choices. Everywhere you turn to, there's a choice. There's a choice in the mail. There's a choice on TV. When you're driving, there's a choice behind someone's car on the side of someone. There's just choices everywhere. But one choice that we cannot afford to miss out on is the choice of being led by the Holy Spirit daily. Daily. So my prayer for all of us today is that we will always let the Holy Spirit lead and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, the true children of God are those who let God's Spirit lead them. Who let God's Spirit lead them. Amen. And I love that part of our confession where it says, I am full of the Spirit of wisdom. I am in the right place at the right time with the right plans and the right pursuits. I am separated and elevated. I am lifted by the favor of God and carried by His grace. I am led. I am ahead. I am blessed. I am the head. Every single thing, the Holy Spirit will bring this to pass in your life. You can't do by yourself. You can't fill yourself with the Spirit of wisdom by yourself. It is the Holy Spirit that does that. Being at the right place at the right time, it is the nudging and the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit that will get you there. Right plans and right pursuits, that is the Holy Spirit. Separated and elevated. Sometimes we look at separation like, this is hard. I'm going to lose something. But that is the Holy Spirit's help. He will help you separate and elevate you. Amen. So let's not forget that our partnership with the Holy Spirit is a leader-follower relationship. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit to embrace and receive every single blessing God has promised you. Amen? You have to be led. You can't negotiate being led if you want to receive blessings from the Lord. Amen. So as children of God, it's an amazing privilege. You know, we have excellent privileges by being children of the Most High God. But we also have responsibilities, right? The things you have to do. You have to fulfill your responsibilities. You know, remember when you were a kid, the chores you had to do in the house. You had to clean your room. You had to sweep the floor. You had to do, you know, it's a long list. But those are your responsibilities if you want a clean house, you know. If you want to please your parents, if you want to have 5 minutes of extra stay-up time, you got to do those things, which are privileges. So as children of God, we have excellent, amazing privileges, but we also have responsibilities. And when we fulfill our responsibilities, how do you fulfill your responsibilities? You follow God's command. Total obedience. Can't stress that enough. Not 99.9%. You need total obedience, which means that you have to hear the voice of God. You have to know the voice of God. You don't want to be confusing the voice of God with the voice of the world, with the voice of the stranger that has nothing in store for you. Total obedience, and then you maximize those God-ordained privileges. Amen. And these are some spiritual transactions we're talking about. Your obedience in faith, then you receive God's reward. God is a rewarder. Always. There's no time you see God that he's not ready to reward. He doesn't. I mean, for those of us in banking, you know, God doesn't have insurance backed by the FDIC. The FDIC's insurance is God. Without God, the FDIC does not stand. God is a rewarder. Let's not forget that. We've seen him do it so many times in the past. But today, can you trust God that he will reward you today? Can you choose to trust God that he will reward you today and tomorrow? Fear not. Doesn't matter what lies ahead. Doesn't matter who's threatening that reward that the Lord has in store for you. Trust that God is more than able. He is more than able to reward you. And he has more than enough. He is our source. Cattle on 1,000 hills. Cattle on 1,000,000 hills. Cattle on 1,000,000,000,000 hills. It is the Lord's. Mighty God, excellent God. Amen and amen. If we go to the book of Deuteronomy 28 and 13 in the NLT version. The word of God says, if you listen to these commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today, and if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will always be on top and never at the bottom. Amen. It's a promise from the Most High God. And many times, believers, and sometimes, I mean, we've all fallen into this category, into this mistake many times. Many times we're focused on helping God make his promises come true in our lives. It's just, to me, that's like wasted energy. Because you can't do what God can. Only he can do what he can do. Amen. You leave that to God and carry out your own responsibilities as a child of God. And just don't forget that every single responsibility that the Most High God has given you, the Holy Spirit is available to help you. He's already giving you the helper, the advocate, the guide, the wisdom to carry it out. And then you will see his blessings. Amen and amen. So now, how do we maximize all that God has in store for us through the power of the Holy Spirit? And for some reason, I kind of like acronyms. You know, it helps me remember maybe. And it's funny because when I look back at my high school and university days, I didn't break everything down in acronyms. But the older I get, I'm starting to need acronyms. But praise God, you know. So you started to show yourself approved, right? But the acronym I have for this is AYF. Amen. So the reason how we maximize all that God has in store for us, I have it acronym for myself, AYF. And what that means is acknowledging, yielding, and fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Acknowledging. So we maximize everything God has in store for us by acknowledging the Holy Spirit regularly. Regularly. Some practical ways of doing this. You know, you start your day off with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ask Him to guide your decisions. Prioritize Him. Make room for Him. I remember when I was a kid, and this might be a funny story, so I think, yeah, but when we were younger, back home in Nigeria, so we had VCRs, we had video cassettes, so you had a video cassette player, but as kids, we'd watch that thing, we would watch it so much, and all of a sudden, it starts to malfunction, and back then, there was no Google, no AI, no YouTube videos. And I remember my mom would pick up the video cassette player and she'd be praying. I'd be like, in the name of Jesus, work. Holy Spirit, work. But I kid you not. You know, at least 90, I don't want to say 90% because it was more than 90%, maybe 91.2% of the time that it would work. So, you know, after you've seen it work a couple of times, instead of going to mommy to say, this isn't working, you too, you carry it in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, please help this thing to work. Make it work. And then there's sometimes she would tap it in some areas. That had to be the leading of the spirit because this guy would start working. You know what? Your kids are watching. Your kids are watching. So right now, and for some reason, I don't know if it happens to you. Obviously, I'm the youngest person in this place. Praise God. But lately, always looking for something. I'm like, where did I put this? Where did I put this? I'm always looking for something. I'm like, but I thought I put it in here. And my kids have caught me many times. You're looking for your glasses, it's on your face. You're looking for your keys, it's in your pocket. And it's just not fair. So they would laugh. They're allowed to laugh, but, you know, it is life. And you guys are laughing because it's probably happened to you before too. And it'll probably happen to you again. So hold your peace. Just let them laugh. Let them be comedy for them. But there was a day I was looking for a single key. And normally, I put it in the same place when I take it out of the bunch. But this day, it was in the pocket. It was in my pocket. And where I put my pocket, the key fell off. And it just laid somewhere whereby it probably would have taken me maybe 5 years to find it. Where it was, so I kept looking for this stuff. And my kids know me when I'm looking for stuff. It's just, you know what? Just hold your requests. Let me focus. I'm looking for something. Don't you get it? So eventually I was looking for this stuff. And then I took a pause. And I'm like, you know what? No, I'm not. If I don't find this stuff, it would be a little tough. And I went to the Holy Spirit. I said, Holy Spirit, you have to help me find this thing. Show me where it is. Open my eyes to see it. And I kid you not. Immediately. Everybody say immediately. I just said, you know what? Look under here. But Holy Spirit, I've looked around. Look under. I just raised it up. And there was this single key. The key was taking a nap. It was relaxed. Like, oh, let's see if he's going to find me someday. But, you know, I'm just the power of the Holy Spirit. You have to tap into it. You can't be a child of God. Where you see confusion, Holy Spirit, help me. And He will. He's alive. He's active. So we have to acknowledge the Holy Spirit regularly. Second way is by yielding to the Holy Spirit constantly. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you hold your peace. Sometimes it's hard because, you know, I have a beautiful mind. I just want to give a piece of it outside. Now, it's golden silence sometimes. yields the greatest results. So ask the Holy Spirit to help you hold your peace when you want to react. There are things that grieve the Holy Spirit. There's some places you are, some things you're watching, just grieves the Holy Spirit. X out of that immediately. We've been learning about not conforming to worldly things. You can't conform with the world. Great sermon last week. Fit out. Fit out, not fit in. You can't mix with the world, with the way the world does its things. And for those of us in the workplace, promotions are different. The way promotions are given in the world, they're different. You know, you can't get into every room. I'm sorry. You can't be in every room. You can't be part of every discussion. But the Holy Spirit, my God. There's no room, no heart. He can get inside. He can nudge anybody he wants to. Can bring it to pass. That's how powerful the Holy Spirit is. So don't conform to all these things. Don't settle. God will settle you. Do not settle. And then fellowshipping with him continually. Stay in the word of God. Do your meditation. Read your Bible, pray every day. Bible lessons 101. Spend time in the word of God. Get some revelation. Approach the word of God fresh every day. When you're opening the word of God, even if it's Psalm 23 that you can recite, approach the word of God with fresh eyes, fresh hearts, fresh mind. And then praying in the Spirit regularly. Don't pray in the Spirit. If you can pray in the Spirit, don't just pray in the Spirit when it's prayer warriors, prayer meetings, or when there's a problem. You know? For you, just driving to work or driving in your car, it's quiet. Pray in the Spirit. Cultivate that habit of just praying in the Spirit. Just pray in the Spirit. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. Just pray in the Spirit. You don't understand, but the Spirit understands. Spirit hears all things. And then have a quality time of worship with the Holy Spirit. It's not just when the praise team is singing. Do you have a worship session for yourself? Can you be your own praise team leader? When nobody else is watching, you should be able to just lift up a song unto the Lord. And what I love about praise and worship is it's contagious. Many times we'd be in the house, and maybe one of the kids just starts singing a song. And before you know it, the whole house is singing that song. It is contagious, just like your faith is contagious. Amen. So I call it AYF, acknowledging, yielding, and fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. I did not say acknowledge, yield, and fellowship. So just because you acknowledged the Holy Spirit yesterday, you don't get a pass today. It's continuous. This is something we do daily on a regular basis if we want to maximize our God-ordained benefits. Amen. Amen. Now, these actions, they should sound familiar to every single one of us if we made it to more of the Holy Spirit, which is chapter 8 of Knowing God More Intimately, a powerful book by our senior pastor, Knowing God More Intimately, How to Dwell in the Secret Place with the Holy Spirit. Powerful book. Now, true confession. Now, this is the last chapter in the book. That's where that piece was taken from. So earlier this year, during the Daniel fast, that was our recommended reading. So I had read the book, but I had a few pages, so I thought I'd finished the book. So, you know, I was going about my business. And then much later, about a month later, I now went back, and I wanted to start from the beginning. And I did it I was reading one of the e-books. And then I'm like, you know what? I didn't finish. This key piece of scripture, these key nuggets from the Word of God were in those last pages. And when I got it, oh my goodness. I was like, this is what I would have missed. So starting and finishing, very, very important. So please read the book. Approach it with fresh eyes. It is a powerful book. The Holy Spirit is your supernatural advantage. It's like, and I hate to use the word cheat code because I think that's what, I mean, that's for gamers. But the Holy Spirit is more than a cheat code. It's not even, I don't want to use that word at all. But it helps, the Holy Spirit, he helps you do things that are past finding out. Like you can't even fathom it at all. And it will happen, and you're like, how did this happen? And we've all seen it. I'm looking across the room, and I'm just seeing faces. I'm just seeing the Holy Spirit. Right now, as I see every single one of you, I'm just seeing how the Holy Spirit came through for you based on testimonies that have been shared. That is the Holy Spirit at work in you, bringing things to pass, which the Lord has promised you. Some things you were expecting, some things you didn't even know were being orchestrated for you. And same Holy Spirit, same God, yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit is our supernatural advantage. And then last Wednesday's Bible study was amazing. Every single time we hear the word of God, this series, Renovate Your Mind, Elevate Your Life. It's life-changing because this is an active practice for children of God. We need to study. We need to change our mind. We need our minds to be renewed on the daily. But if you listen to last Wednesday's teaching, you'd hear our senior pastor use the word separate or separation, I believe 19 times during that sermon. And it hit me so hard. And one of the key statements from last Wednesday's Bible study was, in order for there to be an elevation, there has got to be a separation. Amen? In order for there to be an elevation, there has got to be a separation. 2 Corinthians 6:17 from the NLT says, therefore, come out from among unbelievers and separate yourselves from them, saith the Lord. So separation precedes elevation. Amen. It's not the other way around. This is a kingdom equation. Separation precedes elevation. When we don't separate, it's disobedience, by the way. And we are settling for less. A lot of believers sometimes think, you know what? I won't separate yet, right? Let me elevate, then I'll separate. And why? I don't want to separate just yet. I might be able to tap into some benefits from this relationship that God has not ordained for me. Let me just get what I can get. Then when God elevates me, then I will now break off from this relationship or from this association or from these people. But that is wrong. That is so wrong. Because if you do that, you can kiss your elevation goodbye. And that is settling for less. We can't afford to settle for less. So be ye separate. This is also a command from God. And we need the Lord's promotion. And I know I was talking about those of us in the corporate world. If you're in the corporate world, if you work, not just the corporate world, any job, you want to get a promotion. You don't have to play the games of the world at all. God would elevate you. You need the Lord's promotion. Promotion that comes from anywhere else will never last. It is fickle. You'll be here today and gone tomorrow. Because when you look at the Bible, there are no shortcuts. There are no shortcuts in the kingdom of God. It is obedience. There's no shortcut to obedience. It's what the thus saith the Lord. This is what the word of God says. This is what you need to do. No shortcuts. Unfortunately, many times, people try to take shortcuts, believers included. Like, you know what, let me just, you know, take this shortcut, then I can ask for forgiveness later. Doesn't work like that. There's some lasting consequences by taking those shortcuts. And that shortcut would be a very, very long cut if you're not careful. Amen and amen. So let's take stock right now. What, who do you need to separate from? The when do I need to separate is now when the Lord says separate. Amen? How do I separate? Ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom. Amen. Amen. And from our 2025 confession, it says, I am separated and elevated. I am lifted by the favor of God and carried by his grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, in the short time that we have left, let's just look at some key examples in the Bible of God's children who were elevated after they separated themselves from worldly customs and influences. The Bible says in Daniel 1, verse 8, amen, it says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Daniel chose separation and honoring God over eating and drinking what had been sacrificed to idols. And then the Lord elevated him. Amen? And it wasn't just Daniel. It was Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They chose honoring God, and they were elevated to prestigious positions. And when you read that portion of scripture in Daniel 1, chapter 8, I believe it goes all the way to 12, in that portion, you would see that Daniel was the one that spoke. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they joined in too. They had the choice. They made the choice to honor God. They said, you know what? Give me veggies. Give me broccoli. Give me spinach. Over ribs. Over chicken wings that have been. But you know what I'm talking about. That have been sacrificed to idols. They did not go for convenience. They honored God. You know, God is always watching. The world is watching as well. God says, those who honor me, I will honor. He watches over his word to perform it. When God sends his word, he is watching. Like, what has gone out? I will perform it. That is a promise from God. Amen. Let's also look at Father Abraham in Genesis 12, 1 to 3. Amen. How he separated and he was elevated. And the Lord said to Abraham, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous. And you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you. So Abraham departed as the Lord had instructed. And Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he left Haran. 75 years old when he left. Left everything that he had known for 75 years based on a command from the Most High God. Also in the next chapter in Genesis 13, 14, Abraham separated from Lot and the Lord elevated him as well. God made him a father of many nations. In verse 14, after Lot had gone, the Lord said to Abraham, look as far as you can see in every direction, north and south, east and west. I am giving all this land, as far as you can see, to you and your descendants, as a permanent possession. See, separation that aligns with the will of God. Separation that aligns with the word of God. Separation that aligns with the commands of God. That's what leads to elevation and blessings. Amen. And then lastly, let's talk about Moses. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, 24, it says it was by faith that Moses, when he grew up, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Separated himself. Chose to share the oppressions of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin. Listen to God. And then God used him mightily. Amen. To bring the children of Israel out of Egypt in grand style. Because to me, that is grand style. Parting the Red Sea, you know, that's one of my favorite miracles in the Bible. So, brothers and sisters, we have a supernatural advantage as children of God. The Holy Spirit alive in you. He leads, you follow. We don't settle. We separate and then we elevate. Amen. So please don't sell your advantage for peanuts. Don't gift wrap your advantage, your supernatural advantage, to the enemy and fall short of what God has in store for you. You are a champion. You will always be a champion as long as you're tied, as long as you focus on the word of God. You do all that he has commanded you to do. Bible says, arise and shine. Hallelujah. It says, arise and shine. It was yesterday that this hit me, you know. Don't just arise, shine. Don't just wake up, act. Kingdom business. Shine for the Lord. Be a vessel of God's goodness to the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just be on our feet right now as we bring this sermon to a close. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we say thank you. Now let's just ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes and reveal any area of our lives where we need separation right now. Heavenly Father, we just say thank you, Lord. Because as your children, Lord, we stand in your presence, oh God. Right this moment, asking, oh God, that you open our eyes, that you lift up every veil, everything that stands in our way, oh God. Every separation that is needed, oh God, Holy Spirit. We ask that you touch our hearts, that you speak to us right this moment. And in any area of our lives, oh God, where we need to separate who, what, where, Heavenly Father, give us the wisdom, oh God, to separate so that, Lord, we can elevate to your next level, to the next level that you have in store for us. Oh, Father, we just say thank you, Lord. Because as your children, we choose today to let ourselves be led by the Spirit of God. We choose to be guided by the Spirit of God. We choose the word of God. We choose the agenda of God. We choose the mandate of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we are not settling, oh God, because you have promised to settle us. And for that, Lord, we say glory be to your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we say thank you, Lord, because we are ready for the dew of heaven. Father God, we come into your presence, oh God. And we ask, oh Lord, for your help, for your wisdom, oh God, for us to be fully positioned for your blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. We have prayed. Amen and amen.